In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to recap my 2020 marketing strategy. How's it working? What does 2020 look like for our business, our growth, our overall ecosystem? We're going to dive on into all of that and more after the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's your girl. No, I'm like a woman. It's Rachel. I'm excited to share with you guys a little bit about my 2020 strategy because this is something that was totally different for us this year. At the start of 2020, we made a decision to go really hard in a different way when it comes to our marketing. We decided to totally change up where our priorities lie, where we're going to focus our attention so much. Like it's actually kind of crazy if you think about it. So we decided that we were going to just focus on, are you ready for it? We decided we were going to focus on, oh my gosh, TikTok, YouTube, podcast, email, and to an extent, Facebook groups. Yeah, just those. I'm doing this by memory, by the way. Someone asked the other day if I use scripts, and I was like, nope, pretty much never. I think I've used a script twice, and I mess up more with scripts than I do impromptu, so I'm like, I don't like to use them. So those were the platforms we were going to focus on, with a little bit of extra emphasis on Pinterest and LinkedIn. Now, at the start of putting all of this together, like, we didn't know where everything was going to be at. We didn't know what the heck 2020 was going to hold. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but when I created this idea for this strategy, I'll share with you the criteria that I used to create it, but also how this year was very, very different than how I imagined it would be. I don't even want to talk about that part, actually, because we all know it was different. So at the beginning of this year, we decided that it's exhausting trying to be present on all social media all the time. And we were like, okay, well, what if... Sounds kind of crazy, but what if we focused on the platforms where there's the most leverage reach? So, for example, if I create one Instagram post, it might reach several thousand people, maybe 15,000, maybe 30,000 on a good day. Little shade being thrown at Instagram there. That's cool. But what if it isn't one of the posts that does well and it only reaches a couple thousand people? And it gets maybe a couple hundred likes. And then how often do we see it engaged with ever again in the future? And the answer is just about none, unless someone's creeping my whole Instagram profile. And that's always funny because you can tell when it's happening. You see like them going back to your beginning of all time and liking all your posts. But it was actually an experiment I did last year. It was an experiment called 60 Days to a Million Followers, and I had a daily stat tracker, and every single day I updated all of my stats, and it was actually during this experiment that we made the decision about which platforms we wanted to focus on. So at the end of this experiment, it ended, what month is that? September 19th of last year, and I was looking at all of my social media platforms, and the platforms that had the most growth, at least proportionate to their size at that point in time, and the places where we saw the most upside were TikTok, YouTube. I didn't count my podcast listeners, but we saw it growing incrementally, which was really exciting. Facebook groups, Pinterest, and email list. That's where we saw the most growth. You guys are going to notice, and this is kind of controversial, to not include Instagram or Facebook pages into our overarching strategy. I know there's probably people who are like, how dare she? How could she call herself a social media strategist if she doesn't include Instagram and Facebook pages in her strategies? I get it. But here's the reason why. The reach on Facebook is even worse. And this is not universal. This is not for everyone. Some people are killing it on Facebook. But for most people, the experience on Facebook is you put out a post and 1/100th to 1/1000th of your audience size sees it. It's abysmal. Even good posts. It takes so much work to reach 1/100th of your audience size. And going viral these days, almost impossible. I'm not going to say impossible because I've got a good friend named Rachel Miller. And she can make anything go viral on Facebook. She's magical. So it's interesting because as we created this, we thought, okay, what creates the most leveraged content? Where do we have potential to be found different ways over a ton of time? And so number one, we decided that the platforms we were going to put most of our attention on had to be searchable, meaning intent-based. Facebook isn't super searchable. Instagram is not super searchable. Twitter is not super searchable. I mean, it can be, but you're not going to like ask how do I make a hot dog on Twitter. Pinterest is super searchable. LinkedIn is not super searchable. YouTube is. TikTok is to an extent, but in a different and weird way. That was one of the big criteria we were looking at. The second big piece of criteria we were looking at is where can things perform for a lot longer, aka what is the shelf life of content on each platform? And while you can get some huge results on Facebook pages and Instagram, within a few days, generally speaking, most of the time, posts die down. And keep in mind, once again, I am making very broad, generalized statements. I'm not saying all the time. I'm not saying for everyone. I'm not even saying for every industry. But we kind of decided like, okay, let's focus on those platforms. And time again, we kept coming back to YouTube as the number one to go to. Podcast. I thought we were going to do a lot more work on our blog, but it turns out I don't understand SEO at all. And TikTok, Facebook groups, and then everything leading to an email list. One of the things I didn't expect that would happen this year is that we learned how to use all of our social media platforms in an integrated fashion, meaning every single thing that you do on social media should not be in its own little silo. It should be very almost immediately and directly connected to your entire marketing ecosystem. You should be able to use social media to grow your list. You should be able to use social media to generate returns, get leads, etc. Like all of that should be a part of your goal when it comes to social media. And so we decided that from this point forward, we're not going to waste time just for vanity metrics. We want to deliver value, serve people, put out consistently amazing content over and over and over again, way more than people think you need to put out there. And the results have been, I'm not going to lie, fairly staggering. Just to share a couple examples, I could pull up the January 1 stats, but I'm not going to pull them up right now because that would take me too long. At the end of last year, I had about 15,000 TikTok followers. I also had about 8,000 YouTube subscribers. And in one of our Facebook groups, we had 23,000 people, maybe 22,000. And another one of our Facebook groups didn't exist yet. Our email list was at about 62,000. And now to share with you how much has changed, all of my social media followings combined, all of them at that point in time, were at about 575,000 across all of them. Now, before we go any further, there's always the person who's like, it's not all about social media following. And I'm like, I know. Social media following, reach, engagement, all of the metrics of social media are just indications that you're effectively communicating. It's all just like markers on a map. It's telling you, hey, you are hitting the mark in terms of reaching your audience. You've learned how to express what you want to share across social media. your message is being heard and not just being seen or heard, but it's also reaching people where they're at. They needed this. So yes, I get that they're all vanity metrics. Yes, I get that the world is not about followers or reach or engagement or anything like that. To me, this is all an indication of, am I effectively communicating the messages that I need to get to people, whether it's teaching them about social media or marketing, whether it's sharing an insight about being a mom and a business owner, whether it is social media management, whatever it is that I want to teach people. If I believe in my message, if you believe in your message, which I know you do, the thing that you need to do is start recognizing, is my content performing? Because if it's not, if your content is not performing, the truth is you're not effectively communicating with the people who need the message that you have to offer. There's some tough love for you. If your content is failing and you're not getting the results that you need or desire or want, it's because you're not communicating in language that people are hearing. That was a really, really, really tough lesson for me to learn. Sorry, I'm like whispering as I share this. Okay, so today on just TikTok alone, we've grown from 15,000 followers to 500 and, oh gosh, is it 560,000? We've grown from 23,000 in one Facebook group to 36,000. We started a new Facebook group serving people about TikTok and everything with that. And oh gosh, that group's almost at like 16,000 people. It's like one of the largest groups for entrepreneurs in business and marketing as it relates to TikTok. And our email list is now at over 118,000. Now, I share all of this because, oh, I forgot, YouTube. This one I have to say, YouTube is really hard to grow. Guys, it's hard to grow. So worth it. So worth it because most people give up within the first 3 months. Our YouTube is now at 61,900 subscribers, and all of this says to me, way to go, Rachel. You cared enough about your people and you cared enough about your message to get this into the world. So it's crazy because like it was probably a month and a half ago that I celebrated crossing 1 million followers combined across all social media. It was just a really cool moment. And then like a month later, I was like, holy cow, we're past 1 million.1. And then like a few weeks later, we were past 1.2. And all of that is just a reminder to me, like, way to go. You've pushed through the trolls that show up everywhere. You've pushed through the hate and the criticism, which are two different things, and I understand the difference. But also, oh my gosh, like I've been communicating. If you are growing on social media, you've been communicating and speaking the language of the people that need exactly what you offer. So all of this to say, was 2020 what I planned? Nope. Probably not for you either. But it was overall a halfway decent year when it comes to me learning how to communicate, how to create content, how to serve people deeply with what they need. And I feel like we're just getting started. If you've enjoyed this episode, screenshot this and share it on your Instagram. Screenshot this episode. Share it on your Instagram, and if you guys do, I'll go ahead and share with you what the 2021 social media strategy is going to look like. Who wants to hear it? If you have enjoyed this episode, if you like learning from me, head on over to clickforlife.com. I know some of you guys are freelancers, agencies who are ready to start scaling up, and if you want support along the process, go to CLIQUEFORLIFE, click for life, and go ahead and apply to connect with us directly. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.